What are you watching?
I'm watching you spill popcorn all over the floor.
Oh, yeah. Careful where you step. Oh, Casablanca!
Yeah, great film. I've seen it so many times.
Oh, then you won't mind if I change the channel.
Ow.
Willie, it's Godzilla Week on Channel 6.
Stop the presses.
They're showing Godzilla versus the Thing, Godzilla versus King Kong, and Godzilla versus the Smog Monster. Guess which one this is?
I'm not guessing.
I'll give you a hint.
Godzilla versus the Smog Monster?
Wrong!
Wrong? Why were you coughing?
Popcorn stuck in my throat.
Alf, I don't think you should watch this movie. You know how they always give you nightmares.
Correction! Used to give me nightmares. I've matured since the Blob Festival.
You know, I don't feel right about going to see this play by myself.
Well, would you feel better if I went with you and Alf destroyed the house while we were gone?
You're right. It's nice to know that when I come home, there'll be a home to come home to.
Well, it won't last forever. He's just always more destructive during hockey season.
I'm going to tell him that we're going out separately, and it's just because of him, and that he's got to learn to behave himself.
No, don't do that. Whenever he tries to behave himself, he gets nervous, he breaks even more things.
How many more things can there be? Say, what was all that noise?
I don't know. As my old Grandpa Satchel used to say, don't look back. Something might be broken.
Well, in this case, it's my casserole dish and the cookie jar.
Hey, Willie, where are you going?
I'm going to go see a musical.
Musicals are dumb. Out of the blue, people burst into song.
Hence the term musical.
Yeah, but wouldn't it get on your nerves if all of a sudden I started singing, "Hey, Kate, ain't it great? Hey, Willie, you look silly. Hey,
it's getting on my nerves."
See what I mean? What's this stinker called?
Cats.
Take me, please. Afterwards, we'll go backstage and eat the actors.
Oh. Well, they're not real cats. They're actors dressed up to look like cats.
Oh, pwah! I'll pass. How come you're not going with your mate, Kate?
Well, actually, do you remember a while back we left you alone and you blew up the kitchen?
Oh, yeah. I get nervous just thinking about it.
I'm not going because I don't feel well. I have a fever, a slight fever.
Oh, well, let me press my lips against your forehead.
No.
It don't sound that sick. Is there something wrong between you two?
Of course not.
You wouldn't lie to the old Alfer.
Well, no.
Because I always tell the truth. Example, your socks are limp.
Really? Bye. Have a good time.
Bye.
And those glasses make you look owlish.
Bye, Alf.
Did I mention he has a funny walk?
All right,
3.
Come on, Bri, time for bed.
What else teaching me how to juggle?
New rule, no juggling with glasses.
Oh, great. First, no juggling with plates. Now, no juggling with glasses. What's next? Lucky?
No juggling with the cat.
Done. There go my plans for Circus of the Straight.
Come on, Bri.
Night, Elf.
Night, B.
Hi. Oh, hi, honey. How was your day?
It was fun.
Okay, I want to hear all about it after I put Bri to bed.
Okay.
I want to hear all about it, too.
Bri, I thought you hated that smishy stuff.
I'd like it better than going to bed.
Cute repartee, huh?
Adorable.
So, did you ask Lizard to marry you?
No. Why would I do that?
Well, don't you want to be Mrs. Lynn Lizard? Living in a nice little cottage with a white picket fence?
I hadn't thought about it.
Well, think about it. I'm going to need a place to crash when your parents get a divorce.
My parents aren't getting divorced.
Don't be so sure. I'm a student of the breakup of the nuclear family.
No, you're not.
All right. I'm a student of the breakup of a planet by nuclear boo-boo. But I do know when a romance is dying.
Alf, my parents' romance isn't dying.
Then why are they always doing things separately? It can't be because of me.
Perish the thought.
But look, we can't take a chance that something's wrong. We must take action.
Must we?
Trust me on this one. I've been wrong so many times before.
Mom and Dad want to know if they can come out now.
Yeah, just as soon as I spit shine these plates.
That won't be necessary.
Fine. Let them eat off dirty dishes.
You can come out now.
Wait, wait, wait. Cover your eyes first.
Oh, is that really necessary?
Humor me. Willie, no fair peeking.
Oh.
Well, I guess you weren't peeking. Okay, open.
Elf, what is the occasion?
Well, on Melmac, it's National Rag on the Martians Day. But here it's just Kate and Willie Day. Now, come on, sit down, you two. Enjoy. Munch.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you, Elf.
I was going to prepare a lovely Chateaubriand. But I have no idea what that is. So you're getting hamburgers.
And champagne.
Yeah, it's dry and fruity with just a hint of wackiness. I even dropped in a worm for that south of the border flavor.
No, I'll pass.
All right, I'll give it to Lucky. He loves this imported stuff.
No, Al, give that to me. Listen, I want to know why you did all this.
Well, I merely wanted you two to have a nice candlelight dinner at home. The two of you. Willie and Kate. Kate and Willie. Husband and wife. Man and woman. Circle with an arrow pointing up. Circle with a little cross pointing down.
That's enough, Alf.
I'll see you later.
What do you think he's up to?
I don't know. But until we find out, we might just as well enjoy it.
He has created a nice atmosphere.
Yeah. You know, I feel underdressed in my own living room.
Gangway, coming through. Soup and salad.
In one pot. How convenient.
Hey, less dishes for you to wash, Kate. I wanted this night to be perfect. Now, you two lovebirds, talk amongst yourselves.
He's odd, even for an alien.
You know, I think I just figured out why he's doing all this. He thinks we're having marital problems.
Why would you say that?
I don't know. The dinner, the way he's trying to get us to be romantic. Maybe he overheard us arguing last night.
That wasn't an argument. That was a difference of opinion. I just don't happen to think that Lynn is old enough to go on a ski trip.
She's 17. That's not too young.
Let's not start again. And it was settled last night.
Actually, nothing was settled. You fell asleep.
Before I fell asleep? Yeah, I remember. You said you agreed with me.
Willie, I was going on trips like this when I was younger than Lynn.
I wouldn't have approved of that either.
Well, I'm surprised you let me go on our honeymoon.
Oh, that's just ludicrous.
Ludicrous?
What's going on?
Willie, I think that it's time for you to step into the 80s.
Could we continue this argument in private,
please? Oh, argument. I thought that this was a difference of opinion.
I was wrong.
Well, that's not the only thing you were wrong about.
Says so.
You are so unreasonable.
Told you this marriage is on the rocks.
No, Julie, he hasn't called yet.
Well, how can he call when you keep calling to see if he called?
Quick, hang up, hang up. Dial 911, 911.
I gotta go. I'll touch you later, Bob.
Wait a minute, I don't smell smoke.
Where is it written that all my emergencies have to involve fire?
Sorry.
It's Willie and Kate. They've been fighting all night.
Were you listening outside their door again?
Inside their door. Under their bed. Anyway, I distinctly heard someone say, "Get off it! It isn't Alf's fault!"
That was probably Mom.
Well, actually, it was me. Then they walked out on each other, Lynn. I'm an orphan! I don't want to be an orphan. I saw Annie. Orphans have to eat gruel and tap dance with mops.
Listen to me. Mom and Dad haven't abandoned us. They're having a little fight, that's all. I just hope Mom went so I could go on that ski trip.
They won't settle anything without our help.
Our help?
Please, Lynn. This is the only family that I've got.
This is the only family I've got.
Really? Well, no wonder you're always hanging around. Now, let's see. How would we solve this problem on Melmac?
Let me guess. You'd play tug of war with a cat.
No. That only takes your mind off your troubles. It never solves anything. Oh, wait. I remember. To get a couple back together, we'd recreate the happiest moment of their marriage.
I wonder what Mom and Dad's happiest moment was.
The day they met me?
Think again.
The day after they met me.
Keep thinking.
I can't! My brain hurts!
Well, they're always talking about how much they enjoyed their honeymoon.
Great! Yeah, that's it. Let's recreate their honeymoon. Where did they go?
Niagara Falls.
Oh, real original. Well, what do you think?
You know, it does look a little like the hotel where Mom and Dad stayed.
Quick, take your position.
Alf? Alf?
Ring the bell, Willie.
What's going on here? You said this was an emergency.
Ring the bell, Willie.
What bell?
Oh, sorry. Ring the bell, Willie. You rang?
What's the emergency?
Ring the bell, Kate.
Tell us what the emergency is.
It'll be self-explanatory. Voila.
May I take your bags?
What bags?
Right there.
What are those doing up here?
Don't ask me. I just work here.
You must be Mr. and Mrs. Tanner. Welcome to Niagara Falls.
Niagara Falls?
Yes. See, Alf came up with a way for you two to stop being mad at each other.
We're not mad at each other.
Too late. We're going through with this. How do you do? I am Fritz von Fingerhoff. On behalf of my staff, welcome to the beautiful Duke of the Mist Hotel.
Duke of the Mist?
Duke of the Mist is where we spent our honeymoon.
Who's Fritz von Fingerhoff?
Beats me. I just like the name.
So I get it. This is supposed to be kind of a second honeymoon then, right?
Wrong. A first honeymoon. Now imagine. It's July 11th, 1967. The summer of love. Outside is Niagara Falls.
I feel the spray.
Sorry. Willie Tanner and Kate Halligan have just been married.
Kate's mother, Dorothy, cries buckets and buckets before, during, and after the ceremony.
How do you know so much about our wedding?
I showed him your wedding album.
Willie, never wear tails again. And Kate...
Careful.
You were a lovely bride.
Thank you.
Stretch, get them out of here. Show them to their honeymoon suite.
Right this way.
Thank you, Stretch.
Oh, wait. First, won't you please sign the register?
Oh. The.
Mr. and Mrs. Smith?
Really, that's the same joke you tried 20 years ago.
The desk clerk didn't laugh at it then, either. We checked it out. One more thing. I trust you won't be stealing our towels and ashtrays.
We'd never do a thing like that.
I found this in the basement. Without further ado, I present the honeymoon suite.
Honeymoon suite.
Wait a minute. Isn't someone gonna carry the bride over the threshold?
Oh.
Okay, but if I get a hernia, you're looking at a lawsuit. Come on, Kate.
Ow! Ow!
No.
Go on, Dad. Pick her up.
No.
Yeah, Dad. Whisk her off her feet.
Oh, what the heck?
Oh, honey.
All right, Willie, you Tarzan, you.
What happened to our bedroom?
Alfred decorated it. Tacky, huh?
Very. You can see why we keep this furniture in the basement.
Well, I wanted to put you in the mood. I've turned the bedroom into an exact replica of your honeymoon suite.
Where did you get this hotel sign?
Well, remember that sign that you had that said, Happy Noel? I'll bet you didn't know I was a master glass blower.
I bet you didn't know I bought that sign for Lynn for her first Christmas.
Well, there's so much about each other that we don't know.
May I put your bags down?
Oh, well, certainly, my good man.
Why, thank you, Stretch.
Why, thank you.
Oh, someday I want to have a little boy just like Stretch.
If I can be of further assistance, please don't hesitate to ask.
And a girl. Like Consuela.
Oh, and if you make up your mind about the ski trip, please notify the front desk.
Well, we've done our part. Now it's your turn. A nickel? Don't expect clean sheets.
Well, this is kind of silly.
Yeah. But boy, this stuff really brings back memories, doesn't it?
Sure does.
Oh, Willie, it seems like our honeymoon was only yesterday. Oh, you were so handsome. I don't care what Alf says. I loved you in tails. Well,
I'll tell you one thing that he got right. Sure, we're a lovely bride.
Oh.
You know something? You know what I remember most about that day?
What?
How much I loved you. And I still do.
Honey, I love you too.
Kate, I'm sorry about our fight.
No, it wasn't a fight. It was a difference of opinion. What?
Oh, I was just thinking, do you remember what happened just on our honeymoon? Just at that instant we were starting our first kiss?
The water pipes burst.
Go ahead, Willie. Give her a big smack. Hit it, Brian.
No!
Honey, I just don't feel good about leaving you like this.
Well, no, you go. There's no use both of us staying home just because I'm sick. Say hello. Say hello to your mother for
okay.
me.
Oh. I'll be thinking about you.
Where's she going?
Oh, she's going to her mother's.
Without you? Oh, I get it. Lynn's on her ski trip, and you don't trust me to be alone.
No, sure, we do, Alf, but I'm sick. I caught cold because somebody hosed me down in my own bedroom.
Oh, baloney.
Elf!
Come on, get up and go to your mother-in-law.
No!
Yes!
All right.
Gee, Willie, you do look a little pale. You might be coming down with something. You better lie down.
Oh, thanks, that's a good idea.
Let me tuck you in.
Okay.
There you go.
Thanks, Elf. You're a good friend.
Hey, anything for my Willie. You want me to press my lips up against your forehead?